Welcome to the July 21st, 2006 episode of The Accidental Technologist, Adventures in EdTech. I'm Zhang, or Trang Lai, your host. I know that there are at least two, maybe even three of you, waiting for this next installment of The Accidental Technologist with bated breath. You won't be disappointed to hear what students think of kindergarten and the literacy lab, or otherwise affectionately termed the Lit Lab. So here it is, the Longden sound seeing tour written and recorded by former 6th grade students.
Welcome to our podcast. I am Veronica. Our group includes Nancy, Kaylin, Sarah, and Paul. We are going to explain about kindergarten and Lit Lab. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
In kindergarten, you have your very first year at Longden. You may feel nervous and anxious at first, but you're going to make a lot of friends and have fun. No matter what class you're in, you'll get to do many interesting art projects and activities. There's always something fun to do in kindergarten. If you're in Ms. Brettger's class, you get to raise silkworms. In the spring, Ms. Sterling's class uses an incubator to hatch chicks. You love seeing the chicks hatch out of the shells. You get a 25-minute recess, and you can play with the tricycles, the sandbox, the monkey bars, and the swings. Recess is a great time to exercise your body. Kindergarten is a wonderful way to begin your years at Longden.
If you are assigned to Lit Lab, it probably means you need to improve your literacy skills. There are great teachers like Mrs. Hanger and Mrs. James. They will teach you with poems, tongue twisters, books, and much, much more. If you attend Lit Lab, you will usually go during the morning hours, so wake up early and get ready to learn some literature.
This has been our report about kindergarten and Lit Lab. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed our presentation.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Accidental Technologist, Adventures in EdTech. I hope that your curiosity has been piqued and technology will catch you in its web because it has surely captured your students. In the next few weeks, I will continue to release one of the Sound Seeing Tour segments at a time. Next week, you will hear about our first and second grade classrooms, so join us again soon.